It's okay, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Good evening, Mayor, City Council. My name is Gordana Cage. I live at 235 Loma Avenue. I am an honored member of the City's Sustainable City Commission. I work with Larry Rich and Tiffany Chen, and there are true champions here in Long Beach for environmental causes. I'm here to speak about a tidelands project that is happening right now, the Bluff Erosion and Stabilization Project. It's along Bluff Park from 36th Place to the Long Beach Museum of Art along Ocean Boulevard. I've distributed some photographs and a package of information for you this evening, and you'll see a photo in the package that I've distributed, and that's the reason why I'm here today. I speak from the heart and hope you understand the shock and dismay I experienced when I saw the bluff last Friday afternoon. There are over, right now, 200 yards of shotcrete concrete now covering the face of our bluff. Another 100 to 150 yards are being prepped, probably even as I speak, for the same treatment. And this is Orizaba at Ocean Boulevard for physical reference. There are alternatives to shotcrete. This is not a sustainable method for bluff erosion control. There are less invasive, more sustainable, and shall we say aesthetically pleasing treatments and tools to manage bluff erosion. Think vegetation and landscaping. Please understand that shotcrete is used when structures and property at the top of a bluff are in danger from the erosion on the bluff, and when the base of the bluff is threatened with waves. This is not the case along these bluffs. I'm here this evening to ask your help and support to pause this shotcrete project until May 6th. That's 2 weeks. You're dark next week, so the next available meeting is May 6th. I plan to have experts and alternative ideas professionally delivered to you for your consideration that will help you better understand what the alternatives are. It's Earth Day. It's your chance to do something in the spirit of managing our coastal area of Long Beach. Please do not allow these coastal bluffs to be destroyed in this manner. Again, you have photos, more information, alternatives in the package that I've given you today, and I hope you will support the notion of pausing this project for 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cager. Mr. O'Donnell.
Sure. Either way, go ahead. Mr. Mayor, I want to jump in first. I think Councilmember O'Donnell finally meets. In the 3rd District. Gordana, I do share your concerns. Your pictures were very surprising when you emailed them to us a couple of days ago. The city manager and I have had a couple of conversations regarding this. Candidly, don't know all the details at this point. We're looking into it, but I would be supportive of a pause. Let me just say, at least for a couple of weeks, don't shoot any more shotcrete. If there's some more work that needs to be done on what's already happened, then by all means, let's continue to move forward with that. But let's not apply any more concrete until we've had a chance to look at a more sustainable and appropriate approach to continue on the rest of the bluff. So that would certainly be, I know this is a public comment, so Mayor or City Attorney don't want to get in any trouble directing staff, but maybe we could talk about, you know, is there any potential problem and hear from a couple of other members.
Mr. Dong.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dong. I just want to echo Councilmember DeLong's comments. And Gordon, I want to thank you. You're often the voice of common sense, and you're often our eyes and ears out there as to what's going on. I can't speak for everyone on the council, but I don't think it was my intention that I would receive pictures like I have, showing that we've kind of more or less concreted over a good portion of the bluff. So certainly, as one who loves Long Beach, grew up on these beaches, I have concerns. These pictures give me great concern, and maybe, you know, Mr. City Manager, do you have any statement? Do you want to share some thoughts?
Absolutely. I'm going to turn it over to Suzanne Frick in just a moment. But this is phase two. This has already happened on phase one. You're looking at a project that hasn't been finished yet. There's not staining on the material. There's not landscaping on the material yet. And there definitely would be a financial concern in hosting and holding this for 2 weeks. So with that, I'll turn it to Suzanne in comments.
Mayor, members of the council, this is a second phase of a two-phase project, in essence. And initially, in the year 2000, an analysis was done to determine what is the best way of stabilizing the bluffs, because it was determined through an engineering analysis that they had the potential of collapsing in the event of an earthquake. And at that time, the community rallied around preserving the bluffs because of the park and the general environment. So they looked at various options for securing the bluff, and it was determined through the engineering analysis that this was best remedy to deal with the issue. And as the city manager indicated, we have completed the first phase, and I would agree 100%. In this condition, it looks horrific. We would never leave the bluff in this particular condition. But if you look at the first phase, it also started out in this way, but then it was stained to have the dirt-like appearance. There is little or no landscaping in that first phase, but we're going to go back in and put landscaping in. This second phase will also be stained to look identical to the first phase, so you really can't tell the difference between the dirt and the actual bluff itself. So we will take a step back and talk with the contractor to see if, in fact, we can pause any additional shotcrete. We'll let the council know if there's a financial impact in doing that, because, as you know, the contract's been awarded and they're underway. I would hope that the council would let us continue with improving the appearance of this, because in the next 2 weeks they're anticipating staining this, and we'd like to continue with those elements of the project, but certainly refrain from any additional shotcrete if we can.
When you talk about staining the concrete, I think you're more concerned about the aesthetic issues. I'm also concerned about the environmental issues. I thought the plan here, when we approved some of these previous contracts, because I was involved in some of them, because we did have problems in phase one with the contractor, and phase two came back, I understood the plan to be somewhat along the lines of enhancing the vegetation on the bluff, more of a natural effort, if you will, than putting concrete on there and staining it.
The phase two is identical to phase one, which is, in essence, this concrete approach to basically stabilize the bluff from shifting. And there's also what they call soil nails that are part of this that go into the bluff to stabilize it. So this is being secured by those soil nails to actually secure the entire bluff. And then that's what we did for phase one. Phase one did not have sufficient landscaping cutouts included in it, so we are going back in that phase one to include more of those cutouts. This phase two, as I indicated, is an identical approach, only we are putting in more landscape cutouts in this phase two. So you will, it will be stained in the natural color, and then there'll also be additional landscape cutouts. But I have to stress, this is identical to the first phase that is already in place, and most people don't know that it is this treatment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still concerned that your main point is, don't worry, we're going to stain it. I guess I'm not even there. But why don't I think there may be some other council members that want to comment. Mr. DeLong, go ahead.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm certainly supportive of continuing to work on the section with shotcrete. Like you said, if staining is the next step, whatever it is, we're not going to stop halfway in that middle of that part. But I guess what I would say is I would not like to see any more concrete, any more shotcrete applied till we've had a couple of weeks to pause and look at this, see if there's another alternative, as Councilmember O'Donnell suggested, a little more environmentally friendly. And I think also part of the problem is, while we say phase one has been completed, you know, as you know, it wasn't completed very well. So we really don't have a good that we could point the community and say, you know, this looks terrific, and give us time and it'll look as good as that, because phase one doesn't look very good. The vegetation didn't take hold. There weren't enough cutouts, et cetera. But I think if we could all agree to hold off on any more shotcrete for a couple of weeks and continue to move in with what you've done, that's probably the best approach.
Vice Mayor.
No, I'm going to clearly support what Councilmember DeLong and O'Donnell were saying. My question was, as I was under the impression for that first phase, because we're talking about south of the Art Museum along the bluff for that first piece, I mean, I would hope that we don't want it to look like that. And I was under the impression that that was still being worked on, that the landscaping component was still not complete. Is that right?
Yes. I'm sorry. What I meant to say is that the color of that bluff area is going to be this is going to be the same as that particular color. But you're correct. The landscaping is insufficient in that first phase, and we are going back and, in fact, installing more landscaping as part of this phase.
Okay. And I would just say that we don't get very many shots at doing this the right way. I mean, this is an incredibly important coastal treasure and treasure for the city and people. The bluff is well loved by everyone, and so I think pausing and ensuring that we're doing this the right way, I think, is going to be important. And I'm also curious. So, staff, you're saying that we're not going to be doing any more of the concrete treatment moving forward until we kind of review where we're at, correct? I'd be interested to know also just what the treatment is going to look like, the expected treatment in phase one, because it sounded to me from this discussion that we thought the way it looked possibly was going to, that was our intention, and then it maybe looks worse than we originally thought.
For the phase one, the bluff looks the way it was always planned. The issue was the landscaping that was originally anticipated with phase one never really took because of the irrigation that was inadequate to really support the planting. So instead, what we're doing now in phase one is going back and replacing all of the irrigation, because in essence they relied on the old irrigation. So we're going to replace that irrigation, bring in new cutouts for additional landscaping, so that eventually the bluff will be, the majority of it will be covered with vines and other landscape.
Okay. And you'll get us maybe some examples of what that's supposed to look like and
yes.
All of that before?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Joe Giever.
Thank you, Mayor and council members. My name's Joe Giever, and I live in the 3rd District, and I also wanted to address the Bluff Stabilization Project, so I'll just read my comments into the record. So I work on coastal zone management and enforcement of the Coastal Act in California. I can tell you from many years of experience and work with science and engineering experts statewide, nobody turns to shotcrete as the first option for bluff stabilization. That's because, first, unless there's existing structures in imminent threat from bluff collapse, it violates policies in the Coastal Act. Walkways and handrails don't qualify as structures. And second, nobody, and I mean nobody, does something this damaging to their property. It's extremely ugly and expensive, so it's only used when all other alternatives are infeasible. This project isn't consistent with Coastal Act policies. There's no existing structures threatened, and the bluff isn't threatened by possible collapse. It is slow erosion caused by natural coastal processes, but exacerbated by unnatural vegetation and irrigation in the park and on the bluff. It doesn't meet the policy for protection of coastal processes and prohibition of coastal armoring. And while you may not have been aware of how ugly this stuff is when the permit was approved, it's readily apparent now. Really, I encourage you to go down there and see for yourself, or go anywhere in the state where they've done this stuff. The color doesn't matter. It's concrete. So apparently the conditions of approval included in a provision for terminating this project. It reads, if for any reason the project is found to be detrimental to the community, including general welfare, environmental quality, or quality of life, such shall cause the city to initiate revocation and termination procedures of all rights granted herewith. There should have been findings in the permit that none of these adverse impacts would occur. But it's readily apparent now that the project is, one, detrimental to the community's general welfare and quality of life. It adversely impacts the visual quality and enjoyment of the beach, And two, it clearly impacts environmental quality. The reason coastal armoring is prohibited is because it adversely impacts coastal processes. So I'm asking you to do the right thing here. Pause the construction, review the permit conditions to make sure that termination isn't allowed, if not mandated, then look to your neighboring cities for preferred methods of controlling bluff erosion. A quick drive up to Redondo Beach will show you a really beautiful and successful bluff revegetation project under almost exactly the same circumstances as here. It works, and it enhances both the natural processes and visitor enjoyment.
You need to conclude, Ms.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.